Chapter 2. A Worldwide Web of Deceit. Your most prized tool in seeking information is also your enemy's most prized tool for seeking your loss of freedom, be it handcuffs, garnishments, or even asset forfeiture, to which the ATF has turned into a profit industry. Your neck is out there online as naked as the day you were born. Being the smart cookie you are, you know it isn't rocket science to vanish online. Lots of guides explain how to cloak your identity using all kinds of tools. Tor, for starters. Most computer literate people know of it. Then there is chatting on Freenet. That's not so easy. Then there are VPNs to hide your IP address. You can even chain proxies to post encrypted messages on Usenet with them if you know how to buy services anonymously. But those guides rarely tell you what pops up when a seasoned skip tracer simply keys in your home phone number or alias into a search engine and starts calling every person you've ever known. That's the part even the encryption experts forget about. That which is right under their very noses. Tracers, like collections, will harass everyone on your city block about you. And boy, do they lie. They lie with more skill than the devil himself. Aliases. Let's talk about aliases. I'll bet good money that you or your kids use the same alias on Facebook and Twitter that you do on Usenet and the Pirate Bay or some combination thereof. Maybe something cool like Windsong. You'll switch it up a bit on other sites, maybe go to WinSinger or some such. Or there might be an extra number or two here and there. But we humans are creatures of habit. We don't like hard work. And having multiple different aliases for every social media, well, some of us just cannot be bothered because there's too much work for us to do. Mistake numero uno. To prove a point to one of my beautiful nieces in Louisiana, I had her type in a nick she uses on Twitter and P2P. It wasn't just her P2P message that popped up, but those she typed on Usenet as well. Messages from long dormant times when she was a wee preteen. As it turned out, Google indexes Usenet messages from decades ago. I almost felt bad for showing her Usenet at such a young age. And believe me, most of us Usenet guys back then never in a million years believed we'd have a 7-year retention rate offered by Usenet farms. But the real danger was using that same nick across the board on several social media sites. One website allows you to look up people based on name alone. We found a dozen. Yes, a dozen Americans in the South with the exact same name as her, but not one with the same nick, anywhere in social media. The nick? Linux Girl. Any skip tracer worth his own salt might think she has a nerd gene. She does. She loves coding C++, and Java as well. She loves The Matrix and adores the little blonde hacker geek from Jurassic Park like a long-lost sister. Any skip tracer would find her messages sprawled across the net on every tech forum known to man. She's quite open about her age, too. When we looked at all the info, it led a trail right to her bedroom. So many years and so many clues build up quite the profile. She freaked out, as any red-headed teenager would, but only because she feared they might find out which boy she has a crush on. "Ye gods," I snapped, "that's all you're worried about?" To which she replied, "What else could happen?" We were even able to find out from these messages where she meets her fellow high school geeks for PvP Warcraft and Fallout Marathons, the pen and paper game, not the PC RPG.